bitch in front of us kept getting up and her ass.
The views and
the
opinions
show,
expressed
nice.
In the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
It's like those horror movies where you take a thing and it's like kind of old and decrepit looking, and it has like loose skin,
and her ass crack just in your face.
In your face, right?
That should look like Alien.
Right. It's really not nice. It's like E.T. If
okay.
you gave E.T. a D- crack.
The other question. The other question I had was she showing the ass crack on purpose?
Hell nah.
Okay.
Nope. It was just, keep getting up. You know how people go by and it's like, I gotta get up.
Yeah.
Slow get up.
That's
slow get
up. Wow.
Ass crack, bro.
Yep. Hey, see, that's why you learn to do the pivot. I'm too big, bro. I'm not
just happy she wasn't directly in front of me. The nigga on the side, he was turned in his seat like this.
Yep.
Yep. We not even seeing this side of the court.
You got blinded.
Too many times. That was fucked up. I'm sorry, bro. Handled it.
So it sounds like you had a great time at the game?
No, they lost horribly.
Oh, before we get into that. Yo, I'm Aludo.
I'm Trey B the One.
This is Straight Dope Show. Hope you're watching it on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. So yeah, that is down bad. Dove's down bad. Yeah.
Well, we started off really hot, right? I think we was like 5-2.
Mm-hmm. It was looking good.
All right. So if we were 5-2, and we're 6-4.
Y'all just 1-3.
Is it? Yeah.
Y'all just got tired. It's okay. y'all came out the blocks hot. You ever see a horse race?
Oh no, it's 6-5. We are 6-5, huh?
Oh, so they lost 4 in a row. Or 4 in the last 5. So you know how you ever see the horse race where niggas get out the blocks hot, gone. But then when they get around that first turn, they like, whoo, shit, calf muscles, nigga, hamstring.
So that happened to me, right? Remember, I've told you about me doing track, and I hated it because they had me doing the hard races, and that was some bullshit. So that was why you don't like those races, where you start off really well, because I don't practice this shit like that. And nigga that do practice this shit like that, he pulls up behind you, and he got the second gear. It doesn't feel good.
So
the correlation to them,
they ain't got a second
when
gear.
They don't have a second gear... And you know how great you used to be, and these young niggas is just running past your ass now. It don't feel good. And there's not much you can tell these old dudes. Like, you can't be like, ah, you ain't got it no more. Like, they don't want to hear that shit.
I mean, of course not.
But think about it. Clay does not want to hear that shit. He's still trying to get back to an all-star caliber, like, he still got that in his head. See that look you just gave me?
Look, Doc.
He still has look, that in Doc. His head.
You know that. I sent you that shit that showed everybody's play year stats. They got year 20.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas had... These is,
seven
these,
points,
these
bro,
was
the
superstar.
Highest.
These was superstar niggas. These was
seven
bro,
points was the
these
highest.
These was superstar niggas. All of these niggas were superstars. Every last one of them is in the Hall of Fame. Every last one of them. Year 20, they down to 7 points.
That was the highest.
10 minutes, except LeBron.
Except LeBron, the anomaly of all anomalies.
But
so,
he the exception that proves the rule.
We talked about
you niggas
that.
Ain't like him. Yeah. He's like, unfortunately, y'all ain't got it like him.
Unfortunately, so, Clay, you looking like you need to retire next year.
Dre?
He don't look like he need to retire. He actually look like he could stay. He's actually shooting.
Hey, bruh.
He's shooting well.
Bruh. That's how you know it's bad for him.
That's how you know it's bad for Clay.
Oh, is Draymond shooting better than him?
Yeah. This nigga, he making them open ones, boy.
I'm saying, yeah, that's how you know he old, bruh. He didn't start shooting well till he could only shoot. When that's the only thing he can contribute, when niggas is dunking on him and blowing by him, bro, he better make them open shots. Stay your ass on the floor, nigga.
Oh, shit. we going to have to get into Draymond after this Clay shit. Because,
yeah. I mean, last year, I had a whole lot to say about Clay. I felt like it was time. His time was up.
Absolutely.
And I was trying to get him off the team.
Before Jordan Poole.
But I saw that he wasn't going to be great for us in the future. And I don't hold that sentiment that we need to keep these dudes together for the rest of their career. The difference for me and, you know, anybody else, or just the team in general, Steph wants them to be with him for the rest of his career. So it's going to happen.
That's cool.
They're going to be there. But even if they do that.
Real nigga shit.
Even if they do that, because it is dope that they can stay their whole career. Mm-hmm. You gotta be, what's the word?
Mindful?
Of who you are. Draymond can still start. You know? They just need to reduce his minutes, and they have. Clay. Clay. Looking like he needs to go to the bench. Reducing your minutes hasn't done enough. You take less shots, and that's been good. But when you try to take more shots...
Everything you said is the most backhandedest compliments I've ever heard. The thing is like, you still good when you shoot less shots? You still good when we reduce your minutes?
So the reality is,
one more time.
So the reality is, we gotta adjust to who you are, right?
Yeah,
I think we're past them.
I'd say so. I'd say y'all got the fact that y'all got. I don't know when they got together, but. I'd say they had a good
12 years together.
They've been together 12 years. They had a good 7-8 year run of solid basketball play. Like, unstoppable, the greatest show on court type shit. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing.
Heard of.
Like, so the fact that y'all... And I mean, again, real nigga shit, if the main nigga says, nah, bro, I want my boys around.
Keep them around.
All right, that's cool.
So I understand that, and I take that into account now. Because after last year when they gave Draymond the contract, all right, not going to happen. Done with that.
But I feel like that you got to revert to what the other NBA teams are. We not here to win. Nigga, we here to put people in these seats. We here to entertain. But a championship is a hope. Like, it's a hope, bro. It's not a guarantee that we get into the finals. It's not a guarantee that we gonna run deep in the playoffs. It's we make the playoffs. Yay! Like, y'all gotta get your fan base. Gotta get to that mindset.
We ain't there no more. They had us the first week and a half. The second week and a half.
You niggas
is so
fickle. They done
lost half of us, bro.
Bro, you niggas is so fickle.
We might be the most fickle fan base, bro.
It ain't been a full month yet.
We
look, from the timeline you just said, it's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks. See how I did that, right?
Bro, I ain't even gave up the... we ain't even put out the Riddler gang yet. We letting them breathe first. We let them breathe. We gonna see what's up, feel me? And it's like, nah. We tired of them. Get them off the court. Train the young. Train more young. Hey, you know what?
It's only because I'm seeing the same shit that I saw last year in the playoffs. And that's what mattered to me.
Mm-hmm.
Clay wasn't looking good. He was looking like he needed to be on the bench in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
was and then good. Everybody that's kept saying all throughout the offseason, but he had 300 threes. He had some of the best months of his career, and I was like, that sounds really fucking 300
threes on 900 shots ain't that good.
Look, bro. He did it with 40% shooting, so once again, niggas is like...
Oh, my bad. Hey, look, my bad. 700 shots. Like, that's still not top level best shit you've been doing, bro. I see you do the 30 points in the quarter shit. I see you been out there going off there with no dribble, scoring 40. I seen it. I was there. Not in person, but I seen it.
This nigga try to dribble?
He shouldn't, bro.
Have you seen it, though?
Not recently.
Recently.
We can see, look.
At the game.
Oh, yeah, in person.
I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Annihilates you at the and just blocks your shit to the point I'm taking it from you.
Damn.
That's how bad you looking.
Hey, but I don't think Klay Thompson ever dribbled without carrying.
Damn. He doesn't have a dribble package. He's got a side back to the back.
I seen him going up the court and one of them he'd be watching the highlights and shit. And he was dribbling, and bro, that hand, I'm like, dog, that's, nigga, you
serving. That hand carry shows a lot.
You serving him up every time.
Because when, every time niggas do that, and they try to go into their bag, they lose the ball. Andrew Wiggins is one of those dudes who we always say need to go down and get in the paint and score.
Is that what we say?
Well, yeah, you're not a Warrior fan. So, this is our big problem.
I say leave Andrew Wiggins alone.
Wiggins is trash right now.
Damn.
Like, if you look up this nigga's season averages, bro, of this year. What is this year?
This nigga said, what is this year? Wiggins. Keep talking, nigga.
Oh, man. This is an audio production. So bad.
I need the stats fired.
I need to tell you about this year.
I'm giving you facts, nigga.
10 points.
Wait, what?
Per game.
I mean, that ain't bad. What else are you doing?
Nigga, what?
What else are you doing?
10 points per game.
What else you got? I'm not going down the nigga yet. I'm not going, you know what I mean? I'm not going.
3.7 rebounds and 1 assist. I don't think he's averaging a steal yet. He's definitely not averaging a block. I can't see his shooting stats, but I'm going to guess they're under. His 3-point percentage is definitely under 30%. His field goal percentage is probably close to 40, if not under it.
Jeez.
Which is atrocious. Am I right?
He down on everything year over year.
Bruh.
Like, I mean, granted.
From the 18 to 17 points per game that we usually get from him, 10 points a game?
Nah, he didn't score nothing against Houston.
He ain't been doing shit. He been laying out 6 bruh, points.
Hey, so. 8 points. Oh, wait, no, he scored against them. I was looking at rebounds. But looking at the points, though, it's like, I mean.
He's been.
He got to get back in rhythm.
Like, nobody on the team has gone for more than 20 points.
Yeah,
Dario Saric had 20 points once, and that was us.
That's a team problem.
It is.
That's not.
It is.
Like, that's not just Wiggins. That's all.
No. Y'all. Remember when we talked about Klay? We talked about Wiggs. Who else is in that starting lineup?
Draymond.
Draymond's kind of doing what he needs to do. Looney hasn't been, surprisingly.
I feel like. Like, the reason why I can't.
And Steph went for 38 yesterday.
And y'all still lost.
And nobody could do anything else.
Like, I feel like. We talked about Looney, bro. I'm never going to disparage Looney. I'm going to say, whenever cats have a breakout year, people start paying attention to you. When they not paying attention to you, it's easy to go off or do sneaky good shit because they don't expect you to do shit.
Now we plan it for you.
That's it. And it takes that adjustment the same with your quarterback. You feel me? Once niggas figure you out or they start paying attention to you,
gotta get some kind you gotta, of adjustment in there.
That's
get
it.
A new wrinkle.
And I feel like with all the shit that Looney been through, it's like, nigga, y'all just happy this nigga on the court. He got bionic hips, nigga. That's not cool.
I'm not mad at Looney.
I'm just
surprised he hasn't been doing as well as we thought he would. It's okay. It's fine. But I'm just saying all of our starters are down except Steph across the board.
Draymond. I think Looney is just because people are paying attention to him. The Klay thing, is the Klay thing, bro. I think it takes, I think personally, it takes 2 years to come back from the type of injuries that he had.
Yeah.
And he got him back and got hurt again. And he's getting older every year.
Yeah.
So that's just, that's a compound of issues that it's like, bro, for you to get back, it's not that you got to do what you used to do. You got to do more than what you used to do.
You can't.
Right? No, well, I mean, as far as your body is concerned, mm-hmm. right? Like, you like to get back to how good you were before, you can't just do the same drills and shit you did before.
No, you got to do a lot more.
Right? And it's like, I don't think your body can take that. Or if it can, you might be too drained to actually perform when you need to.
Yeah. I can see it all happening. And it makes sense. And I don't want to sit here and just, you know, shit on him. Mm-hmm. But something drastic needs to happen.
Nigga, and it's 3 weeks in.
One more time, bruh.
Nigga, it's 3 weeks in.
I feel you.
Can a nigga get to Christmas?
No.
That nigga said that's too many weeks. It's too many games played.
If you do get to Christmas, they thinking about who we need to trade. And I'm thinking with the mindset that we're not going to trade anybody. Uh-huh. I want to keep Wiggs because, you know, he handles the defense and the wings and all of that shit. But that means you have to put up points if you're going to be in the starting lineup. And 10 points per game is just not enough help for Steph. It's just not, you know? And then same thing with Klay. If you're going to be in the starting lineup, 15 points per game isn't really enough from you. Coming off the bench, it would be because, you know, you get your open shots.
You're supplementing somebody else.
For what you can do.
I mean...
Or just the effort that you can put in while you on the floor. You just broke down. He can't give all of those things. He can't just dive on the court and on the floor.
So the Klay Thompson to me was a stiff version of Russell Westbrook. Where Russell Westbrook is more bendy and shit, and they both diving on the ground, right?
No,
I'm saying as he's more the effort put in. That's kind of what I mean. But I feel like Klay was more measured in it. Like, where Steph is going to go, or not Steph, but Russ would go all out and shit like that. Klay would measure himself so he didn't hurt himself type shit. And then it's like, to come back off these injuries, it's a lot of mental shit. Where it's like you said, you're not diving on the ground no more. You're not the defensive stopper you had been. Mm-mm. Right?
You got him guarding power forwards, which is, you know, hit or miss.
That's weird. Yeah, he was your primary perimeter dude when y'all was great.
And because he's been Klay Thompson, we don't want to take him off the court. And you're sacrificing a lot. Keeping him and Steph together is sacrificing a lot. Then you add keeping him, Draymond, and Looney together on the court. You're sacrificing a lot. Then you add in Wiggins not doing anything. You're sacrificing a lot, and you're not willing to make the adjustment because of niggas' egos.
This nigga said...
That's a problem.
That nigga said, it's Steph versus the world, nigga.
And Steph seems to be okay with it because I don't want to step on nobody's toes. This nigga's a Pisces, bro. You know, I'm friends with everyone. We cool. I mean, trying to be cool instead of being an asshole. If he was an asshole to his friends, you know, niggas' feelings would get hurt, and they might start playing a little harder. Or they might end up on the bench, you know, kind of mad.
Well, I don't...
Never seen that before. His friends are always happy on the team. That nigga Draymond punched the nigga in the face and did not give a fuck. He was cool with it the whole year.
I mean, he...
Got a four-year contract after that shit.
After I punched the nigga.
I punched him.
I mean, yes, but... It's funny because everybody's saying Steph need help.
Steph wanted it this way. And when he got Chris Paul, he was happy because it was like, I got some help.
But I don't think they use Chris Paul right.
I don't think we can use him any better. I think that... See, I came up with this and my dad got... He got so mad at me.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We need Wiggins out there because JK isn't ready to start. He just isn't. He makes a lot of dumbass mistakes.
Whoever that is.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh.
They do the same stuff. He just makes hella mistakes. He can't stay on the floor long enough.
Okay.
So, There's the Looney thing. TJD has been really good, but he's our rookie. I don't want to put a rookie in. I'm not going to take away Looney for a rookie just in general. Just no. So, can't do anything there. That's two spots already. Draymond, kind of irreplaceable. Can't do anything there. Steph is your number one guy.
Yeah.
Can't do anything there. So that's four fucking positions. You're down to your last position. Clay, what does he give you?
That's fucked up.
Reality is, for the makeup of your team, this is the guy that isn't giving enough on the starting lineup that you can change with somebody else on your team. It could be a plethora of different players that you just try out and see. The one that I gave was Moody because he fits the mold of what you already have there. Mm-hmm. But he can give more energy.
Right.
He might not make the shots, but he can create more shots for himself.
And he's going for the rebounds and shit. He's diving on the floor. Get your second chances.
Getting steals,
the hustle plays and shit.
Everything intangible.
All the things that I remember Klay Thompson doing.
Can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Klay kind of just stands and try to need my shot. When y'all gonna get me involved in the offense? And when I get involved, I'm just jacking. This nigga threw up a 30-foot bullshit shot yesterday.
Did he?
When we were getting close in the game, it was one of those turning points in the game, and then he threw up the dumbest shit he could.
Was he open?
And he just started dribbling the ball, got to the point where he thought I was open, and I'm gonna just launch it from here. From like 35 out, bro. I was close to the logo. Hella far out. And I just launched that shit. Clanked it hella bad. Back down the court. I think, hit a three. So,
that's one of
bad
those,
moments.
You're supposed to trade shots, not give up shots.
Not give up shots. I think the Dubs are at a point where they have to make a very tough decision.
It's 3 weeks in, my nigga.
I would be with you if we didn't see this in the playoffs.
You keep saying that. And I'm like, you're kind of right. Are you like, nah, nigga, this is a continuation
of what happened shit. When it mattered most.
Right. When y'all got swept. Niggas kicked. Did y'all get swept?
No.
Y'all won one.
Two. Okay. Six games.
Okay.
To the Lakers who got swept.
Oh, yeah. And game six, Clay.
So.
Didn't show up.
Game 6%. Clay. Or was it 16%? I can't even remember. It was so fucking bad.
It was just rough, bro.
It was so fucking bad.
So, I understand. I don't know. I just want to know. I appreciate, what's his name? Spider and Draymond's interaction.
This is where we get into Dre, because he got issues too. The nigga need to shut the fuck up. They creating stuff to get you out the court.
Bruh. Nah, they've been trying to tell me how to beat Draymond for 12 years.
Because you stupid, nigga.
Can't tell me how to beat Draymond better than Draymond can tell Draymond how to beat Draymond. That's basically what he said.
Yeah. Draymond needs to stop talking to his fucking self.
Can't tell Draymond how to beat Draymond.
They had to. They really came up with some shit to get you out the game.
Hey, nah, I appreciated that.
And I was watching. We were all watching you get on the ref's nerves the whole time. So it's we sick of him. Why did he do that? That's probably what they said in the huddle. Nah, hold on. You kind of sick of him. Why did he do that though?
I told you, bro.
And then they rewound the play and was like.
I told you, dog.
See, he hit him.
I told you, dog. Spider ain't done nothing but smile and dunk on niggas. That's all he ever do. All he ever do is smile and dunk on niggas. When you sent the show and I saw the clip, and he just ran at him and it's like...
Bumped the nigga.
Yeah, he did that shit on purpose. Yes. Like, nigga.
What you gonna do? Whatever, he said the same shit. Fuck you gonna do about it?
Nigga, what's up?
Nigga came right back down the court. Bow! Oh, do that shit again. And then they gave him a tech and reviewed that shit and was like, hold up, Draymond started that. Give him a tech and throw him out the game.
Hey, I appreciate the high basketball IQ.
The fact that me watching all the games that I've watched, The dudes that called the game was like, I've never in my life seen that before.
Nah.
Where they go back to a different play
because you
and
got,
say, this is why we're going to throw
you out.
Because
you got a good dude. I already don't like you. You got a good dude out his body out here going reckless. All right? He wouldn't just do this on a regular hard foul. All right? We be with him every other game. All right? Spider's cool. He chilling. All right? He ain't just gonna run at you like nigga was good. He don't do that. So we ran it back. And it wasn't and like we ran it back to the last quarter, nigga. Nope. It was last possession. Literally, the last time niggas had the ball, you did the same shit to him. Huh.
Toss him.
Run it up.
Toss him. Get him out of here. So sick of him. I'm pretty sure that's what they said, bro.
I mean,
I'm
that's
pretty
fair.
Sure.
Hey, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Bro, got antics.
Then the next game, because we lost that game to them. They kicked our ass. That was the second game that they kicked our ass.
Who was that? Oh, that was Cleveland.
Yeah, so we went to Cleveland, and they beat up on us. And then came home.
They followed you home and beat your ass
and
again.
And beat our ass again. Which you trying to talk shit to us, got kicked out of the game, and they doubled down.
Right? The shit out of you.
The next day, you come out there and start fucking with Ant.
Damn.
The next
hold on.
Day.
How many did they have a day off in between?
No.
So they was in Cleveland. Came back to Oakland.
No. It was in Oakland.
That
happened at home.
Yeah, no. You said they played them. You saying they just played them another time?
Twice. Yes. Okay. They were one of the teams to beat us.
All right. Okay. I was just getting it straight. Because I was like, that's also like, these are all niggas, bro. They can't play that many games in a row.
This nigga Draymond is fucking stupid. And it's like, you will never get it because nobody makes you get it.
You don't have to.
You're not being held accountable for the shit that you do.
That's a good word.
And because our organization is inept as fuck and we're just okay with it, ineptitude is a definite thing here. You know?
Really?
We said it all last year.
I didn't say that.
We said it. Nigga. We sat up there talking shit about Jordan Poole after you socked him. And the nigga's still on the team.
Oh,
and it's like.
They don't. Yeah, they. No, we did say that because they don't handle.
Nepotism at its finest.
Well, they don't handle. They don't handle conflicts well. Like, when your coach, person, leader, manager, whatever you want to call him, governor, whatever the fuck they call him these days, whenever. If that person is non confrontational, then you could do shit like that. And you never really gonna get talking to like when Draymond did whatever the fuck he did to Kevin Durant, and they was just like we not gonna talk about it, like you know what I mean? It's like we know it happened, but y'all adults, whatever, nigga, we just gonna move on. It's kind of the same.
Them, let it go.
It's kind of the same thing. Happens. It's like you know, we disciplined him. You know, we got something on the books.
Y'all good now?
Like if y'all look back on it. In 10 years, when they do their fucking YouTube video on it, they gonna say, he got disciplined. They gonna say it on the record, right? It's gonna say on the record.
The difference is these niggas already did a podcast together where they like, yeah, they didn't handle that shit correctly. And let it be known, the organization was faulty. So, once again, the next game.
Oh, you was at this game, huh?
Yes, I was at this game trying to represent, trying to be in there. You know what I'm saying?
Should have had an
Warrior, ant. You feel me? I was trying to do my shit.
Should have had an ant jersey.
It was after he fucked with him, he started kicking our ass even more. He was already busting our ass, but it was like, oh, you gonna talk shit? Yeah. Then he hit him with a cold ass step back move turnaround where he just did. It was so nice. It was so nice.
He said, okay, OG.
I got you, bro. I'm actually that nice.
I got you, OG.
You can't even stop me, bro. What the fuck? And he did that shit to Draymond. Fuck. That dunk he had on Sarge, that shit was mean. That shit was cold.
Nigga flying through the air.
This is the picture we got. It wasn't one where they cock it back.
He just over you, bro.
Or you know, where it's like, you know, it's twisted up. Yeah. Oh, he actually dunked? No. They could just in the air. You have no chance.
They dunking on you like a little kid.
Talking crazy. Fuck, nigga! After the talking shit. Hella crazy.
Ah! Hey, yo.
We, bro, as a fan, bro, shit. We all sitting back like, ah!
Niggas is on in horror. That's hella funny. Yo, when the audience respond in horror.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit. What the fuck was that?
Yep.
Can't do nothing about it. It was bad, bro. All because Draymond feeling. What the fuck you going to do about it?
All right, OG.
2 nights in a row right, he said OG. That shit. And they both bust our ass.
All right, OG. Hey, that's the fuck. Look, dog. As an old nigga. I'm telling you, that's the sign that you're getting old. Because mm-hmm. It's usually when you say some you shit like that, shit you know what I mean? You stand up for yourself and show them niggas who you are. And then when you get too old, these niggas start skying on you.
Beat your ass.
Like, it really just be, and they don't even.
He was up to.
They don't even be, they don't even say
this. Niggas fast, eh?
And the kids ain't even said this. They just like, all right, OG. You good, OG? You good, OG? You got it? You good? You need a breather, OG? Like you fucking hey, dog. Kick that ass, hey, man. That's why I don't play with niggas.
this is why he getting fights now, bro. This nigga can't back it up no more. I'm gonna just
fight this. That's too bad. Because they just gonna keep embarrassing you.
I'm so fucking sick of him, man. I'm so fucking sick of him.
That's funny because you said you can't get him off the team.
Just, he's there until Steph retires. Hey, bro. This is the thing now.
So we all strive to be Draymond at our workplace.
Apparently. Get in real tight with like the boss or like the boss's kid.
Just make sure you unreplaceable. What you do for the squad, nobody else could do. If that's being a best friend to a nigga that ain't got no friends, then you do it. I'm not saying Steph ain't got no friends. I'm just saying for regular niggas out here.
This shit is so bad, bro. This shit looks so janky, bro.
I mean,
because this is actually a good team if they play to their potential. They could real life win a championship again. Ain't that some shit?
That's that.
The stark difference that could be.
That's that fan shit. These niggas is old.
But they did, though.
I hear you, but I'm like, I'm just saying, that's that fan shit. Y'all niggas get to just right. Give it up.
No, I'm trying to be realistic.
Like, you're right.
I tried to jump into fan shit when it was like, hey, Steph trying to double down. It's a new season.
That's cool.
Let me go into this with a positive mind. I try.
You going to get the best Steph ever, and nobody else. Steph out there on the island. Unfortunately.
That shit looks bad, boy. That shit looks real.
Like,
bad.
Dog, in this season, we've had niggas score 50 and they lose. That's the type of basketball we playing right now. It's not. Basketball is taking that shift how. I think somebody was in the comments on one of the videos, like, how is European basketball better? And it's like, nigga, look at the game you watching right now. The niggas that win games play as a team, nigga, and positionless. And the niggas that struggling focus on a star player. And can't get shit else done around it.
And that's it. European teams focus on the team.
Like, the positionless
basketball.
Bro. Position, wherever you at. Get the ball to them if they open.
Their
bro.
Rules are even better than ours. Mm-hmm. Like, where it's more skill-based. You can't just do bullshit. I can't grift in the fucking EuroLeague. But I can in the NBA. That doesn't make you a better player. We literally just lost. Because that's what our players do.
Can you define grift for me? Like, I know what it's supposed to mean, but I want to know what you mean in this NBA context, because I feel like it's a great word.
I'm going to basically try to get fouled every single chance I can. And that's going to be how
that
we,
is a
we
grift,
win.
Bro, or run it I'm going to just run and fly into the hole.
Flop.
Everything.
Like, and this is why the bad big niggas look terrible because you can't be big and flop. Nah, like, literally. Nah. Unless you against another dude big as big as you, which doesn't happen often, you can't flop.
You flopping like them linemen when they get pushed or something. You seen them videos? they look ridiculous.
Like, niggas fall on the ground.
Niggas jump on the ground.
They got a brother flag, though.
Like, we saw you touching them. We saw you
punching. That's a flag. I saw you touching them.
You
but
punch.
In the NBA, it's not like that. They just need to be disciplined and not do dumb shit when the play ends.
All right.
Just don't touch him.
Just don't touch the nigga.
You touch him, bro. You feet up.
You saw him.
Throw the flag.
When them niggas look dead and shit,
that shit be killing
or
me,
tumble
bro.
Over a yeah. whole hell of time. They doing that because it's fun. It's like, yo, they gotta call the flag.
Like, bro, there's no way this 5'9 defensive back pushed your 340-pound ass over. There ain't no way, bro. I don't care what he bitch.
For real, though. I don't care. I don't care.
But, all right. So, yeah, nah. But you're right. You can't griff like that in the EuroLeague. And that was our point 2 years ago, last year. And here we are where, nigga, you got cats like Wimby and shit. Where it's like, oh, Wimby, like, they play really hard out here. It's like, no shit, nigga. We care, nigga.
This is everything to us.
Day in, day out. It's just livelihood, nigga. This ain't just fun. We ain't doing this shit for the country, nigga. This is my paycheck.
Niggas care about their stats and shit. This is why yeah. it's not team ball, bro.
There you go. Hey, bro, it's my paycheck. It's how I get my bonus, nigga. I got kickers in my contract that said if I average 15 points a game, I get an extra 200,000. I'm at 14.5. Nigga,
get that
I need shot. To score 20 the next 3 games.
Yeah, I don't care how many shots it takes, bro. I'm taking them 20 shots.
That shit matters. But yeah, no, that's been the question, and it's like that's the deal. Everything is focused on the individual and how the one person can succeed. And as you can, basketball is a real team game, right?
It really is. Like, it shouldn't be like that.
You can excel with one good player, mm-hmm. right? One good player can take you far, but you're not going to win with one good player.
You actually could as a championship team if you played together.
That's my point, though. Well, that's what I mean. It's just like you can have one good player and four regular niggas.
And this is where Steph, where we won in 2022.
When LeBron took every team to a championship he ever been on.
I'm not going to give you that.
Why not?
No.
Who?
Because LeBron actually stacks his teams.
Booby Gibson.
And then they don't know. That was pre-Miami.
I don't give a fuck.
Pre-Miami.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
After Miami, he stacks every team he's on, whether they win or lose.
With who? Name them.
Any talent he can find, literally, if they're available, he's getting first dibs. In a trade, in free agency.
I don't care what he did after. I don't care. In the middle
of the season, what's it called? Trade deadline?
I don't care.
Everything caters to him.
I don't care.
Yeah, so
he
like
took
I said.
a Booby Gibson to the finals.
I feel you on that.
That's all I ever have to say. That's it.
Booby was so bad.
That's all I... His name is... Nigga, we don't... Why are we saying Booby and NBA Finals together?
Right. You're right. Smush Parker. So anyway.
Look. That's rough, bro. But I'm saying, but it's the same thing. Like, you can get to that level with one good player and whoever around him. But to win, you need these cats got to work together.
They
got to
play like a team.
You got to be a team. Mm-hmm. It can't just be we give it to him and then watch him.
James Harden never won that way.
Exactly. Everybody is evidence of it, bro. Giannis scored 50, and they lost because him and Dame don't play well together yet.
They still trying to figure it out. They honestly just get that pick and roll going, bro.
I don't know.
It's because he's used to the ball being in his hands now. And you need to give the ball
Giannis?
To Dame. Yeah. Wow. And that remember you sent me the clips and it looks kind of stupid, but he made the shot.
Oh, when
and
he shooting?
Yeah. And it was like before Dame was on the team, this is what he would have did and it would have been the best thing for the team. When you have Dame on the team, the ball should be in Dame's hands. And you let him make that shot, or you let him make the decision to give it up.
Or just lob it to you.
That's your thought process, but that's not how, you know, the game actually goes.
Well, it don't. I mean, it's because of But from what we said, and I think the last episode where it was like the what tools did the organization give you to win, right? Mm-hmm. And when they in those developmental years of your superstardom, did they teach you how to play with other people, or did they just teach you how feed to be you, the man, yeah. right? And they made Giannis had to be the man, bro. There was no other way. He had to be the man.
It's gonna take a minute for them. But anybody that saw them get together saw that.
And real shit, if I'm honest, I'm like, nigga, you just on this train, bro. When I give you the ball, listen, because I got a championship and you don't.
Bro, even when I saw this shit and I gave my little take on my little TikTok take, I was like, hey, I don't think it's really going to work, but it's probably going to take time. So it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about the Bucks, but it does give, you know, to your point that he can give that much effort and it not work out for you.
Bro, because nobody has scored 100 since Wilt or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things like, bro, you can run yourself ragged up and down this court. If we put 5-on-4, nigga, we can beat you, period. You can run up and down this court all day long, dunking and making all your shots all you want to. We still going to have 140.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else on your team scored but you.
You're the only one.
Bruh, Steph scored, the only one that scored over 20 in all the games. Bruh, it's the same thing.
Yesterday, bro, we never had a chance.
It's the same. Running up and down the court, doing everything you can, and it don't mean shit.
And it looked like there's no options when they out on the court. You know how you just throwing the ball to somebody else and they run around the screen, do a couple dribbles, and then throw the ball to somebody else, and then they just kind of throw the ball to somebody else.
That nigga said they look like doing high school plays, bro. Yeah, and then you just watching the
– Remember, you know how college is, but the court is smaller in college. So that's crazy. See, you can't get no space.
It's all the options, bro. Ain't nobody doing nothing.
And then you get the ball back to Steph, and he makes something happen. It's not good, bro. But, you know, off them.
To some other loser-ass niggas. I mean, not Coach Prime.
Prime, we still with you, bro.
I still fuck with you,
we dog. We believe in everything you say.
We understand that it's hard. But also, you can't be disrespecting your players and expecting them niggas to play hard. I'm just saying.
He did that a lot.
Like but I feel like Coach Prime will tell you that shit to. I feel like he'll tell you that shit to your face like 100 times before he ever say it to the public. So
right.
So if he told us that,
he told them that. He definitely told them
that.
Know
what I mean? But I think that it's just anybody that watched college football knew what it was gonna be for them, right? Anybody yeah. that and everybody talked their shit. And he came out and beat the odds.
He came out firing.
But he beat the odds. I feel like that's the number one thing is that everybody, he played the defending national champion or somebody that was in a national championship game. And then some other couple high-ranking teams where it's like, you're not supposed to beat them. You're not.
Not at all.
Y'all not that good, right? But, bro, our show improved. We can. It's effort and heart and confidence. That's usually what beats most things. Yeah. If yo, skill level is equal, nigga. Who has more confidence in that shit? Who's willing to take the extra steps necessary to do this shit? They not just assuming that, oh, I'm better than you, I'm going to win. No, nigga, I'm taking this win from you. I'm like,
that is football, like, too.
That makes the difference, yeah. bro. When I'm going to come and take this from you, it's not, all right, bro, we're just going to see who's better.
No,
nigga, I'm taking this from you. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I came here to win, and I'm going to do
it. That's what happened in that Oregon game, bro. They came to take souls, bro.
Yeah.
Them niggas was like,
absolutely.
We don't fuck about what they talk about. We don't fuck about who they are.
That's it.
We're going to kill people today. The niggas came out and destroyed them. That yep. shit was crazy.
But it's like, you're not on our level, dog. And then again, anybody that watched college football will tell you that, yeah, bro, Oregon is a national powerhouse that recruits the best niggas everywhere and got the biggest offensive linemen you could find.
I think this is the thing that we're happy about anyway, though. Like, because it's people who are fans of Prime is happy to see him in this position.
Absolutely.
And then because we know who he is, we know it's going to get better from here. It's not just, this isn't just it.
Yeah, you
know
what I mean? It wasn't just a flash in the pan.
This is the first year
right.
of this program ever being a thing.
Bro, we did it when he was at the HBCU. The first year he was there, everybody was hella hype on him. Then you didn't hear shit for the next 2 or 3 years. Like, they were still winning. They still doing shit over there. Didn't nobody care until he left. And then it was talking about private.
How is he going to leave? This is so wrong.
And then he blowed it up for Colorado.
Oh, my God. This is the best thing we've ever seen. Coach Prime everywhere. Coach Prime, get the sunglasses. Be like him. Prime. You don't hear about the nigga at all anymore.
None, bro. It's like, yo,
when still the same dude. Hey, but
it's what I told you before, though. We only care when you winning, bro. We only talk about you good, bad, ugly when you winning. If you not, we don't give a fuck.
This shit would have been a media circus if he kept winning the whole year. They would have kept that going the entire year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
People probably glad he started losing, bro.
Oh,
bro.
Like, I mean,
I was going to not end up not liking.
Well, I feel like him losing opens up college football media to talk about all these coaches that are terrible. Like, because it's like if Prime is the headline, all we ever talking about is him. These niggas is just getting away with they shit on the lower levels. Or just, like, because they starring is bright. Like, and I'm not saying what Lane Kiffin did was wrong.
Honestly, yeah.
But these coaches been going wild lately.
What happened with, not just Lane Kiffin, the other one, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The beef, bro. The inter-college beef. where cats are throwing cats on the buses.
We out here taping these niggas' practices.
I'm out here in a trench coat.
Hoping nobody see me.
You got that hat on, bro, like the cartoon detective. Bro, he had the Ray-Bans on at night.
The most suspicious looking nigga in the room. The Ray-Bans. Ain't suspicious. Ain't nobody looking at you. Now you're taking practices.
All I'm going to say is just get the polarizing lenses, bro. Like, that's all you got to do on the Ray-Bans, my nigga. Like, that's all you got to do.
So get you the primes. Get you some of them primes.
All he had to do is get to changing lenses so when it went dark, they would just turn into regular glasses. Oh, shit. Like, I mean, bro, the simplest thing would have saved him. When they start having pictures of you and they don't really know what you was doing, and then they're like, nah, them is them Ray-Ban AI taking picture glasses. It's like, oh, word. Like, yeah, you see, they still see how he got sunglasses on and it's well past sunset. And it's like, oh.
And it's well past sunset.
It's like, oh. You
it's
right.
It's weird to be when people wear sunglasses inside. You're a weird ass nigga.
I be on drugs sometimes.
I understand that. And that's why I believe you're a weird ass nigga. Because as the person that's not doing the drugs and I see your weird ass with the shades on in the room and shit.
It's bright
usually
in here.
They don't look like that. They look like this.
Yeah.
With sunglasses on.
Oh, nah.
Or looking at people.
If I got sunglasses on at night, please believe I've done a lot of illicit drugs. And it's bright. I don't give a fuck how dark you think it is.
It's bright.
My eyes are sensitive.
Y'all need to stop.
I'm having fun. Leave me alone.
Y'all need to stop.
Turn the lights off, nigga. Let me keep my glasses on.
Why am I the one saying this shit? I just sounded like a prude, bro. I'm the main nigga. If we were out, I'm telling you to do everything you shouldn't do. I'm definitely encouraging you
That's
to do everything
shit.
You shouldn't
hey,
do.
Hey, dog. This book right here, nigga, Among the Bros.
A word? A fraternity? What did that say?
A fraternity crime story.
Oh, God.
That shit is so fly. These kids in Charleston, South Carolina, going crazy. Crazy. First they was selling the Xanax. They was selling the real Xanax. Then the niggas doubled up, bro, and said, fuck it, we gonna press our own shit. I think I had one.
Oh, wow. Like, yo. I think I had one.
Yo, because this was, it was what? Yeah, however long we've been doing this show, is when they was out running around in college days, bro, since 2015, 2016. It's getting it, son.
You think us wrote a book about ourselves.
Bro, drugs. Nah, because what was it? Dude saw, I don't have the cover because I always take the covers off. But dude saw a mugshot of a dude that looked like him. And it was like caught for trafficking and blah, 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 blah. So he read into the story and then he's like, I gotta figure this out. Cause the dude that wrote it is part of a fraternity at his college.
Oh.
Right? So he was like, he was trying to understand the scene and shit. And it was like, niggas was just had a whole drug networks. You ever seen that episode of Atlanta when they ended up at the frat house mm-hmm. and there was the big ass Confederate flag on the wall? Mm-hmm. It's just that episode is a microcosm of the shit going on in his book.
I see what you mean.
Like, they had all the drugs and all the connects.
And there's a big world out there.
But the fucked up thing is, though, what I hate about it, is these kids already had everything.
They never had a reason to be selling drugs in the first place.
The only reason they would be selling drugs was the social scene. Like, you know, I mean, it's like, I do them. So it's like, I'm selling weed because I smoke weed. You feel me? Like, yeah, I got it on me and the homie wants some, I got him. But then it just turned into a whole giant network.
And I can't stop now. Because people are expecting this from me.
It turned in.
I just can't be dry.
That's it. But what it got me was the cats that they came from, because they all in fraternity life. You know, Greek fraternities and shit, you know, it's more of a upper crust white thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like all of the kids that's in them fraternities with the names and shit that Rockefeller and blah, 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 all that other weird shit. And it's like, you niggas was selling drugs, bro. Y'all just wanted to be dope, man, bro. Had no fucking reason.
Yeah. This, why do you think that's the fucking rap, bro?
Bro, that's the Waka Flocka thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember when Waka Flocka had, he had a whole college tour where he was touring the fraternities. And then he had planned another one. And then a video came out where there was like, we ain't never let no niggas in our fraternity.
I don't remember that.
It's in the book, so it happened.
Oh, wow.
It's real life.
Wow.
And Rock Walker was like, yo, that's fucked up, because these kids was like, treat me like a brother and shit, and for them to say that, it's a weird representation. And for me, I'm like, yo, the Xanax.
Never let you niggers play here.
You'll never be a pledge, bro. You'll never be a brother, quote unquote.
And it's good, like, to know. Good to know. Now that I know how you feel about us, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, I always talk about how people be in their bubble, right? Or it's like, bro, white folks don't see us that often. Period. That's the end of the conversation. They just don't. They don't see us unless it's in public somewhere where we both happen to be. Outside of that, there's no conversations. There's nothing. There's no interactions.
I just ran across a clip of you saying that.
Like, it don't happen. So I'm like, nah. So whenever they see you, the images that they see is what they believe is you.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
fucking San Andreas.
Yeah. How else would I know?
Or other GTA games.
How else would I know, dog? Or when I run into you on Call of Duty or some shit. And it goes both ways. Everybody act like it just be racist against. It's like, no, bro. It goes both ways.
It's a really shitty place to be.
It's actually one of the best on Earth.
No, it's not. Yeah. Don't lie. It's a shitty place because people decide to be shitty and continuously be shitty. Gang up and be shitty. And this is how we coexist.
Yeah,
it's just being shitty towards each other.
It's called the community.
It's not great. It's a shitty community is what it is.
Stop hating.
If it smells like
shit. You used to hang out there.
If it smells like shit.
You used to hang out there.
If it looks like shit.
It must be a Call of Duty chat room.
Yes.
Nah, but Doug, I forgot what we was talking about. But that book, I'm high now.
Oh, we were talking about Prime.
Oh, yeah.
And then it segued into all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we do that. We do that really hard.
I mean,
we just follow the web.
Bruh,
we like to post. we're real breezy out here, yeah?
Whoa.
Come on, bro. We're just
hanging
loose.
Come on, bro.
Is that how they do it?
Just hanging loose, bro, you know?
Am I right? Is it like this? What is this one? What does this do?
I think that's the devil horn.
No, and that this one? Or is it like this?
I don't know, bro. What's the difference?
One of them is like a real cool
thing. This is
like, oh, cool, bro.
I think that's this one.
That's the hang loose one. One of those, I think this one is the super devil horns where it's like, you know, those, yeah, the super rockers. I think this one is just like, yeah, dude.
Bruh.
Anyway, why is the Cowboys up there?
Because how about them Cowboys, nigga? Did you see us yesterday?
I saw 50, so I knew it was coming.
Because as my team was losing, I saw that score on the side. I was like,
47-10.
What the fuck, nigga? I saw 50.
Did we hang 50?
I think it was 50 points.
Hey, I stopped watching when it was 49-10. I was like, you know what?
I was like, what the fuck happened?
Nigga, because you can't hang with us, dog.
Damn, bro.
Like, what do you think this is?
I don't know what team was that though.
We're not talking about who it was, nigga. We talking about how the Cowboys.
I didn't watch the game. I just saw the score and it was like, God, damn.
It was the Giants, so it was a divisional game.
It was the Giants too. But wasn't the Giants supposed to be good this year?
They getting their ass.
And then their ass. But no, didn't they say that at the beginning of the year? They were talking about how good they were supposed to be, and then their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Funny how that happens.
They say that all the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
another hype.
49-17, you know what I mean? Dak threw for 400 and like four touchdowns.
Dak did, huh? In about 2 weeks, they're going to talk about how bad of a quarterback he is.
Slap the shit out of him. Y'all not going to
give it
keep,
2 weeks,
y'all
bro.
Not gonna disrespect to Dak, bro.
2 weeks.
He is decent enough. He's better than a lot of.
When I say, what have you done for me lately? When you black, bro, that
they be on your hey, on your ass.
Real quick.
Hey, what'd you do yesterday? You, nigga, you trash.
You didn't go to work yesterday. You lazy son of a gus.
Fuck. Damn, bruh. That's rough, but yeah, nah, I only put the Cowboys up there because, nigga, we hung 49 on them. Dog.
I mean, that's like, really cool and all.
Like, you know what I mean? We one of them.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, you know what I mean?
My team won, too.
Niggas weak, though.
What you mean we weak?
We
traded for people, right?
I know y'all got a lineman.
We got a super extracurricular.
No, you know what?
Super duper defensive line now.
You know why I don't? Yeah, we'll see. You know why I don't care about your team? Because your coach treats your quarterbacks like toilet paper.
You're so, not wrong about that.
Like, yeah, y'all won. Was it in spite of your coach? Like, because I feel like he just be running cats out there. It'd be like, oh, we got another one. We got another one.
He takes accountability. I think that's his biggest issue.
That's your, who ain't being accountable in your life, nigga? That's your favorite word.
It's
real,
though.
You been to therapy lately?
I think it matters. I think it's just that it matters.
No, they don't,
bro. When things go wrong and you point the blame at other people, that's, and it's your team,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem to me. And that's just not taking accountability.
Yeah, that's fair. Because, what was it? Bomani was saying that they quarterback away, and they've been a quarterback away for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And every time, and it's like, when does the conversation turn into, are you actually a good coach or not?
Yeah, because I've listened to the fan. You know how fickle Bay Area fans are?
Absolutely.
We go back and forth. We love you, though. Anyway, so I've listened to this shit with him for so long where they talk about Brock Purdy for the last, what, week, 2 weeks? Because mm-hmm. we had an off week.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about him for the last 2 weeks. Like, I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he can do it. He threw 5 picks
right.
in the last three games,
blah,
two
blah,
games.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, y'all making it seem like this is the worst thing that's ever happened in football history.
Mm-hmm.
This was the worst quarterback we could have ever had.
And it's not.
Ever. It was the most ridiculous reactions I've ever heard. I just don't know if he can do it anymore. I just don't know.
Because
we
got
won five games before this, right?
It's like, nah, he got figured out. I don't know if he'll bounce back.
I don't think he can do it.
I don't think he got
it. I don't think he can do anything. I'm so sick of that shit. I'm so fucking sick of that shit. Dude, we watched Jimmy Garoppolo for I don't know how many years, and they didn't have anything to say about him. It was okay.
We're okay with his mediocrity. It's because Jimmy G is the golden boy. He mobbed up, man. But that doesn't make sense to me
why the fans don't react the same.
Because the news didn't tell them to. Like, you gotta, people only get their talking points from people that they are told are experts.
You're so right. Every time you say something that somebody hasn't heard before, they try to tell you how dumb you are.
Bruh, I'll never forget, bruh, we was tweeting about Giannis, and it's like, niggas, okay, he won. That still don't excuse X, Y, and Z, nigga. What the
fuck? He can't dribble. Like,
basics, bruh, that's all I'm saying. It's like, he won. Congratulations, my nigga. You still can't dribble. You still shouldn't be shooting this shit. You still ain't got a package, nigga. So, what are we talking about?
All of our criticisms are still valid.
That's it.
To this day.
That's it. Just because you won, don't turn them shits off. Nigga, did you improve in this section? Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
But yeah, no, I think that's really what it is, though, is you're right. The fans didn't say shit about Jimmy G, and it's because nobody in the sphere of NFL media was saying,
ever gonna say anything
this is
about Jimmy.
Bruh's trash. I feel like we the only ones that was like, dog, like, you, what was you calling him? This is for everything. You said that shit for like 2 years.
Because we were in the Super Bowl. When they talk about, oh, this is such a great team. We only have a 2-year window. We have to get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't y'all saying that then with him? They never said that with him. And when we got to the big game and he closed his fucking eyes and threw the ball, nobody seemed to care.
Nah.
We just lost the game. Oh, it's so sad. We'll come back next year. Fuck out of here, bro. That nigga is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. Be called great. Ever.
I told you, bro.
And then he went to the Raiders and looked trash and they benched his ass. In like what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Something like, hey, now O'Connell going crazy over there. Whoever they new dude is, he ain't bad.
I fucking bet, because you only need a motherfucker that's halfway decent to be okay.
To be okay.
Football politics is something else. Because people don't even know that there's football politics. They just believe in their football team. They just believe in whatever the fuck is being said about their team
and
how they perform.
You see why I don't buy in, man? The only way I can stay objective is to not be a fan.
Yeah, football politics is
an example would be, even though we ain't seen the movie yet, the Marvel shit, right? They've been dousing that movie. Granted, I don't know how good the movie is or not, mm-hmm. right? But before the movie even was available to be seen, they were saying how bad it was. And it's like, bro.
How low the turnout was going to be.
How do you even know? Can they, like, bro, and it, mind you, this is something else nobody else was talking about. You ain't been able to promote a fucking movie all summer.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 6 months? 6 or 7 months, you ain't done an interview. You ain't done a commercial. You ain't done no promotion for nothing.
You know what's even crazier? Most reviews are paid for.
Yeah.
So are you paying these people to review your movie badly?
That's what it feel like it.
Because.
But if, like.
There, it wouldn't be this much bad publicity coming out unless somebody wanted it to be.
Brad, exactly. And I feel like it's one of those, if you control the narrative, you control the story, right? So they're telling you that the movie's bad, so we don't have to put money behind these kind of movies anymore. What are these kind of movies, you ask? I don't know. Directed by black women? I don't know. Starring women? I don't know. Women-centric? That's not a fucking rom-com?
When I see the it's the comments and the criticisms.
No. When I see the YouTubers that's talking about it,
I don't even see them. I've never seen them, but I already know. Yeah. You look like you've never talked to a woman before in your life.
When it's like, yo, do you even? It ain't even about that, but it's one of those like, what's wrong, dog?
What happened?
What's the beef?
What happened to you? Something happened.
What did Miss Marvel do to you? What did She-Hulk ever do to you, my nigga?
These bitches was too average to be playing these roles that we thought hotter bitches should be playing. And since I think they're average, everything that they do is mediocre. Do I sound anywhere near close to how they real hearts are?
Kind of. I think that's what it feel like. Yo, bro.
I'm pretty sure they ain't gonna say no shit like that online.
But that's
this is where they hearts is at. Because reality is, chicks was dope as fuck.
Bro, I was just thinking it was like...
Dude, that, especially when you bring up the Incredible Hulk, that was the best show that Marvel has given us.
Nobody agrees with you on that.
Nobody does, because they don't like the enjoyment of just laughing and enjoying the shit.
Niggas don't like enjoyment. I feel like
that was
the
funnest fucking show we had. They gave us all of the shit, you know, or just throw in like random moments of heroes and like random little cool parts. Hella funny shit happens every single episode. Something different.
They said you can't have enjoyment. It's not enjoyable if it's not exactly how I think it should.
I heard about Loki so fucking much.
That shit whack.
Bro,
I've heard nothing but glowing reviews on it.
Have you
I
seen
watched it? All of Loki 1 and it was trash as fuck. I didn't even want to complete it. My brain was like, why are we watching this shit? It's trash.
That's rough.
They don't hold your attention at
that's
all.
That's rough when your brain is asking you, dog, what are we doing? Get your phone out.
Hey, bro, literally, anything on your phone would be a better distraction than this shit.
Bro, I just watched a movie, a whole movie yesterday, and it was
that's big for you.
The story of AJ Fink. It's like it's weird because it's like a comedy drama shit where bro live on an island and his wife died, so he kind of depressed and drinking himself to death, and then he sell books. And he meet this woman.
I knew it was coming. Like he meets a bitch.
And, well, makes him forget about
but check
the
it though.
Other chick.
Nah,
the this, woman of his bro, love and
no,
dreams.
No, check it. Dog, this movie spans like 20 years or some shit. So, bro meets the chick, right? She's trying to sell him a book because she's like his book dealer or whatever. And he like takes the book and don't read that shit. And then a little girl end up getting orphaned at his bookstore. So he end up taking the little girl in and blah, 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 blah. Then years later, you feel me, he read the book the chick gave him and was like, oh, that book is so amazing. And blah, 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 blah. And then he started falling for her. So again, years pass. They get together or whatever. And then you find out how the little girl got left at the thing. And it's like, all right, cool. Then Brad end up with cancer. He die. And the story keep going.
Wow.
But it's just a dope-ass story. Like, I think I told it all. But I watched.
Definitely did.
I watched the whole thing and almost cried. Like,
I was right. Oh, I cried a lot when I watched Vinland Saga. Did you watch it? You didn't watch none of it, huh? Yeah, we don't have to talk about that. But anyway.
Been real emotional lately.
Hey, dog, that should be written well. Just touch your heart. Be like, ah!
Vikings was like that, though. But you didn't watch Vikings, bro.
Why
you never gonna know until you watch
all
it.
All this shit you say.
Don't give me that, because it was good. It was hella good. Don't give me that. It was hella good.
This nigga be like, it was hella emotional.
It was very good.
Nigga, the cel-shaded villains.
What are we talking about?
He was crying when he was being a samurai. Huh?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I think we talked about everything on the list. Is there anything not on the list that is just funny?
Not right now.
It's rough out here. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving.
Christmas time.
All the shit. I mean, yo, traffic gonna be bad. I'm glad I don't leave the house.
I do.
Bro.
I ain't liking this. I ain't got no money. I'm not ready.
You never ready.
Thanksgiving, too. I gotta have...
What you about to make for Thanksgiving? You got going to a potluck? You about to whip up the sweet potatoes or something? You about to get it down? The turkey legs?
To be honest, I don't fucking know. I'm trying not to think about this shit. But it's coming up quick. I gotta kind of get prepared. Gotta start saving now. Or it's like, you know how you can hit.
This nigga said you gotta start saving now. Thanksgiving is next week, nigga. It's... He said start saving now like you Homer. Bruh, you gotta go to the dog.
Like
track.
I said, it's not going well. And then Christmas is coming, like you singing the song. I'm like, they're saying, we're going to see how this goes. We're going to check back in 2 weeks and be like, hey, how you feeling about Christmas yet?
It's time to go. I have no feelings about Christmas other than, yeah, nah, I don't really care. It's cool.
But you don't even care about your birthday when it be popping up, bro. You don't even tell people.
No.
And you do shit, though. I don't even do shit for my birthday, and I still tell
people.
When's
the last time I did shit for my birthday?
Nah, nigga, you do shit in general. So, nah. No, I'm not giving you that. In the month of November.
You've doing something already. Nigga, that could be considered birthday activities.
I asked you. What you want, man? What you want to do? Do
shit,
anything?
No.
Nah.
So happy birthday to me. And all the others, bro, there's so many.
You know, you are like the opposite of people. See, this is what it is when you have like a great life.
And it's like, I don't be able to escape for nothing.
I didn't need anything as a kid growing up. Like, I had birthday parties, and, you know, like
it was good.
Presents and shit. And, you know, it's cool. Uh-huh. You know, when it happens, I don't really need it. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. You know, it's fine. I don't really trip. And then other niggas in life grow up, and it's like, I got to do something every year for all the years I didn't have.
Bruh.
Or they be like me, where it's like, I'm just used to not having nothing.
See,
we don't need to do shit for me. And people be like, nah, we going to do something for your birthday.
Bruh, I live every day trying to have the best experience for me. In my space, it's paradise where I'm at right here. I ain't gotta escape my life to get to a better place. I ain't got a vacation for a week to leadership. I leave a madness behind.
I'm not
nope,
mad at
nigga.
This.
I ain't got no madness, nigga. I be like, do you see how often I laugh over here?
This is what everyone strives to be, but we can't get to. I can't get there.
That's too bad. I can't tell you how I got here. I just know I'm here.
That's too bad. You're definitely not a therapist. You ain't nobody's life coach.
Man. I ain't walking you through it.
Oh, man, that's crazy, damn. Bro. That's for you, but I got it.
Keep shooting, bro. Keep trying.
Keep shooting, nigga. I'm going to say that shit. Niggas going to be like, how you do it, man? How you get there? Hey, bro, keep shooting, yo. Just...
1,000 shots a day, bro. Something gonna hit. I'm trying to tell you. Nah, but really, it's that's been my life's philosophy because my wife asked me all the time about like a major purchase because like she got her old school and then her brother just be buying shit, old schools, razors, trailers, and shit. Her dad be buying shit, trailers, dirt bikes, shit like that. And it's like, how come you don't ever want nothing? Like a major purchase, and it's like, nigga, I just want to maintain this level of shit that I have. Because I have enough. If I wanted one, I could get it, but do I want it? Nigga, I don't want to take care of it.
Do I want anything?
Do I really want it? Like, I always harp on that shit. What do you really want? What do you actually care about? And it's like, nothing. I don't want nothing. I don't want extra shit to take care of.
This little cool thing.
This shit came, it just showed up. You see what I'm saying? I don't know that I wanted it until it came. Like, I'm fine rolling blunts every day, right? And then the homie was like, hey, I got this for you. I told you about a couple years ago I was going to bring it by. I just found it. Here you go.
That's awesome.
Nigga, that I didn't, that's it. That's what I'm saying. That's how I want to keep my shit. It's like, nigga, if it's really meant for me, somebody
find its way to me
somehow.
The world would work its way into bringing it into my life
somehow. Eventually,
I'm gonna adopt this.
Bro, I'm not.
I'm gonna adopt this, and then there's that thing where you, what they call it, where you it's like you positively think things into your life. What do you call it? Manifestation.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to positively manifest all of the greatness that I need in my life or want in my life passively, because I don't care anymore. It just comes, goes. Life with me is just great. My life is awesome. I shit blueberries every day because my bloodstream and my heart are great. And I eat cocoa and... You know what I mean?
Nah,
I rub
you.
Honey on my skin every day.
My skincare routine.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, I'm saying.
I took a dip in the lake.
Yes. Yep. I go swimming every day. Like shit like that.
Just to feel like my life is awesome.
Dog, when you see cats that'll just be sitting in a park meditating, it's like, yeah, dog, you know how much it takes to be able to sit still? For 20 minutes and be just soaking in the sun, like, man,
and not care about what's going on around you,
bruh.
That actually does take a lot of skill. You know, as a kid, you don't know that.
As an adult, this to shut the world off,
very fucking hard.
In the world, though, you're not in a secluded place. You in the world, nigga, peaceful
around the world,
get sunshine and fresh air and all of those things. Yeah, those things matter to me. I don't really care about things. So
the game was cool. It was cool. I don't usually do stuff in the Publix, you know.
That's dope.
I try to come out like Batman, you know.
I pop out every now and then. I just show up, and you'd be like, "Oh, this nigga showed up.
Oh, Batman's here." You turn around, and I'm gone.
You don't even know I left, bro. I didn't say nothing. I just slipped.
Stomps.
I think we've talked about it all, dog.
This was a good day.
Very
good day.
Yeah. I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey Beetle Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch Don't Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please
ever you
do.
Watch anything. I'm sorry, I interrupted your team.
I thought you was gonna keep going. Like that was a good transition. Like, you know how you fade shit. Now you faded in and faded out. Like you faded in and then just cut off. It's like, well, all right.
Bro,
then.
I have been just off lately. I really have. I've been trying to get it back, and it's just not. Since my back has been fucked up, you know. I feel like my life has just been in disarray.
You should hit up them fraternity kids that got the pills for that.
On that note.
Somebody got the benzos for you, though. Hey, good.
I'm Trey Beetle Wonder.
I'm El Uno. Yo, read Among the Bros. That's a dope-ass title.
You just really want us to hear about this dope.
That's a fly-ass story. Shit. Hey, shout out to the... Hey, bro. They was grinding out there.
Grinding?
They was putting in the work. They did some shit like, bro, the SWAT team showed up. Bro ran upstairs to his room where all his pills and shit was. He grabbed a bag of pills, went to throw it out the window, and he didn't steal that bitch. So as he threw them, all the pills flew in the air. And then when the cops grabbed him and was taking him downstairs to arrest him, the pills was falling out the sky like rain. That's just one of the amazing parts of this book. Like, he threw the bag. It had hundreds in it. He threw it. And them shits just started sprinkling because he forgot to steal the bag.
Wow.
And then the cops got him.
This nigga had a shot of a movie out of his life, huh?
There's so many of them.
That's crazy.
These kids was going wild, bro. You can go on Instagram and see.
I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Yo, again, one more time. I'm El Uno.
Trey Beetle Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. We'll catch you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.